The first reading today, St. Paul asks us to live in a manner that is worthy of our calling. The calling to which God has given us is ultimately a call to holiness, a call to be saints. It is also, as St. Paul makes very clear, a call to unity, because there is only one God, there is only one truth. And so we need to be united in truth, we need to be united in charity. And that's the whole point that he's making. He's talking about how we have to deal with one another with humility and meekness and patience and bearing with one another in love and doing everything to preserve the unity of the Spirit. Obviously, on a human level, there are going to be disagreements that people are going to have on basic things. But we can't be in disagreement about the truth, because the truth is objective. And so in a society like ours, where everything is relativistic, everyone can so suddenly have their own truth. Your truth can be different from my truth. If you don't want to think that it's sunny outside right now, I guess you don't have to believe that. Obviously, you'd be wrong, but you know, that's what they're claiming. You can think you're something that you're not. You can be somebody that you're not. You can do whatever you want. That's nonsense. That's just even on the practical level. Then when we come to the level of the faith, we have to look at it even deeper. Because as St. Paul tells us, there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Jesus founded one church. He is Lord and he is God. And so the question that we really have to look at within ourselves is, are we truly convinced of that? Do we really believe that? This is central to who we are and what our faith is about. But we have to be able to look at what's been going on here in the last week or two. We have Pope Francis going to Indonesia and telling the priests that they're forbidden to evangelize. The word he used is proselytize, sadly. But in a country that's 87% Muslim, the priests aren't supposed to go and talk to anybody about Jesus. And we ask ourselves, well, why would that be? Well, sadly, he answered that question when he talked to a group of young people in Singapore a couple of days ago. And he said, thankfully, at least he said this, there is only one God. Therefore, he said, all religions lead us to that one God. That's just rank heresy. We don't believe in the same God. We cannot suggest somehow that the Buddhists and the Muslims and so on, the Hindus, believe in the same God as we do. They don't. Plain and simple. But to claim that all religions somehow are equal, they all lead us to the same God. We can't accept this trash. Either Jesus is God, or he's not. And there is only one God, and there can only be one God, because God is absolute. Anything else is a false God. And consequently, it's not the same God that it's leading us to. So this nonsense that God wills the multiplicity of religions is heresy. Because again, we go back and we look at what Jesus said, and he said, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Singular. Right now in America, there are 33,000 Christian denominations. Jesus founded one. And so we look at what's been going on, and we realize that there are movements to try to cause division. That's no surprise to anybody who's been paying attention on the political level. They are trying to divide us according to skin color. They're trying to divide us according to religion. They're trying to divide us according to race. They're trying to divide us in any way that they can cause division. They absolutely do not want unity because they want us fighting with one another. St. Paul is getting exactly at that point. If we all believe the same thing and we all believe in the same Lord, yeah, maybe you can differ whether you like broccoli or cauliflower. Who cares? But when we're talking about objective truth rather than subjective opinion, there can't be any differing. We either believe the truth or we don't. And Jesus is the truth. That's what he told us. I am the way and the truth and the life. And so we are to conform ourselves to him. But instead now what's going on is we are being told that everyone can kind of do their own thing and everything is equal. So if you want to believe that Jesus is God, well, that's okay for you. But hey, if I want to believe in something different, well, then that's okay for me. No, it's not. And so we need to reject all the voices that are trying to cause division in whatever manner that happens to be. One of them that we need to be so careful of are the people who are trying to divide us among ourselves. As the church is moving headlong toward a persecution, we need to be united. We need to be together with one another, supporting one another. They want us divided so that we're going to be fighting among one another. Don't give in to their nonsense. If someone is truly Catholic, they're Catholic. If somebody prefers this as opposed to that, there's nothing that's against the faith. Don't cause division where there's not any. Don't let that happen, because that's what they're trying to do. Put wedges in there. And it's wrong. And we see it all the way up and down through the church right now. So we need to be able to resist that. And the way that we resist that is to make sure that we are focusing on union with Christ. If our prayer life is in order and we're all seeking the same Lord, we're going to be fine. Yes, we can have disagreements on subjective things, but we're all going to be in agreement about the objective truths. And we can tolerate the subjective things. The church has looked at that for centuries. There's never been a problem with that. Just for instance, look at the different spiritual schools. There are differing ways of praying. The church recognizes that. There are different personalities. Whether you're Franciscan or whether you're Benedictine or whether you're Dominican or whatever it may be, it doesn't matter. You're Catholic. And yet, listen to the religious orders. They fight with each other. We're better than you are. Really? That's not what we have to be about. We have to be about the truth, not fighting over silly things, but recognizing that, okay, somebody does this a little differently than I do. The way that a Franciscan prays is different than the way that a Benedictine prays. That's okay. And if one fits your personality better, praise God, then that's the way to pray. That doesn't mean it's objectively better. It means subjectively it's better for you. The church understands that, recognizes that. We're not divided when we're doing that. We can be truly united. Everyone is focused on the Lord. It's the way we're going to approach it. As long as we believe the same truths, and as long as we have the same love. That is, after all, exactly what our Lord told us in the gospel. The first and greatest commandment is to love God with your whole heart and soul and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. So it's in those differences between us as persons that we have to practice the humility and the meekness and the patience and the charity. But as long as we're all united in our love for God, and we're united in truth, then there is no division. So anyone who is trying to cause division, please reject it outright, because that goes against the dignity of our call. That's what St. Paul is talking about, to walk according to the dignity of our vocation. This is, the Lord is calling both of us, all of us, to union with himself. And if we look at it spiritually, the way I always tell people, we're all going up the same mountain. There are different paths up the mountain. You know, you can take the switchbacks up there. You can take the path that goes round and round and round. You can take, if you're a Carmelite, you go up the cliff. I mean, whatever. You can figure out whatever way is the best way for you to get up the mountain, as long as we're on the same mountain. If you're on a different mountain, if you're looking at it and saying, well, yeah, I know that's the mountain of Christ, but I like this one better over here. Well, then we're not on the same page. We're not even on the same mountain. We're not worshiping the same God. So we need to make sure that there is unity and that we don't allow the division. Keep the focus on the Lord and then have charity toward one another. Even with regard to dealing with other people who are on a different mountain, using that example, we still have to treat them with charity. They're human beings, and it's kindness that's going to bring them to open their hearts and minds to the truth. We could stand back and we can condemn them, and what good is that going to do? What we need to do is point out where the errors are, and in kindness and charity, call them to the truth. But it's treating people with charity that's going to open their hearts. And all of us are capable of that. So it's something we can all look at, because it's a whole lot easier to put up the walls. And it's a whole lot easier to be caught up in our pride. But that's what's going to cause the division that St. Paul is speaking against. So if instead we can look at ourselves and ask, where am I causing any of this? Is there anything in me that's not doing what I'm supposed to? In other words, am I not being humble and not being meek and not being patient and not being charitable? Those are things each one of us can look at so that we can conform ourselves more and more to Christ. But in the meantime, to be praying on the objective so that we can all remain united as we move forward. We recognize, and this is going to become so important, and we've told you this many times, but we're watching as people are leaving the church in droves. They're walking away from Christ. And that's the reality of things. I mean, they're not just leaving the church and saying, oh, I don't think that the Catholic Church is the right one, I'm going to go and be whatever. No, they are walking away from Jesus. What a tragedy. And as more and more people continue to do that, and as we have all these divisions being fomented within, if we don't remain united with Christ and with one another, then we're going to be in trouble. We need one another. We need to help one another. We need to support one another and build one another up. That's why I say, just really be careful to reject any of these things that are trying to cause division. And that's what they're trying to do. They'll tell you that's not what they're trying to do, but the reality is it is. If they're preaching another Christ, if they're telling you a different truth than what the church has always taught, then they're causing division. Stick with the truth and maintain the charity. That's what we have to be about. Keeping the focus on God, making sure that our prayer life is in good shape, making sure that we're seeking to truly love him with our whole heart and soul and strength, and from that to allow that charity to flow out to our neighbor, to those with whom we are united, and even to those who are not united with us, so that they can see that what you have is the truth. If they don't have the truth, they're going to be lacking charity. And so if they can see that you have something so wonderful that they don't even have, they're going to wonder why. They're going to wonder what it is that you have They're going to want that. That's when you have the opportunity to point them to the Lord. Because there is only one Lord. There is only one faith. There is only one God. And that's what we want for everyone, to know that truth, to be able to be united in that truth. But we can't really desire it for everyone else unless we have it first. So that's where we want to really focus now. Look at your prayer life. Look at what's in the heart. Is there anything that's standing in the way? Let's get that out of the way. And anyone who is trying to bring division, let's reject that. Keep the unity in Christ so that we can do exactly what St. Paul is asking us to do, to live in a worthy manner of our call, to live in a manner worthy of our call, the call to be a saint, the call to worship the one and only true God with our whole heart and soul and strength.